Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. This is Father Narek from St. Sarkis Church in Douglaston with a new episode of the podcast. I hope everyone is having a good day. I would like to start my program with a prayer from the prayers of the Armenian Church. Heavenly King, my soul is in your hands at all times, and I put my trust in your holy cross. A multitude of saints are my intercessors with you, who are generous toward all. Do not turn your face away from me, for I look to you for protection. Through your precious and holy cross, keep me in peace. Amen. We pray that the peace of the Lord will dwell in your hearts, and the Lord will keep and protect you and your loved ones. It's almost the weekend, and I hope that you have good plans for this weekend. Last weekend was very good for me, and I believe for everyone from the Saturday School of St. Sarkis Church, because I attended the gala, which was held by our Saturday School PTA, and boy, it was a fantastic program, and the PTA did a great job. And I would like to thank everyone who attended, and especially those who made generous donations for our Saturday school. Now, for this weekend, the men's club has organized a cigar night, and I hope that will be well attended, and I pray for the good weather to enjoy the company of our friends from men's club of St. Sarkis Church. Last week in my podcast, when I had the interview with Deacons Harold and Diran, they spoke about their favorite saints. Deacon Diran said that Saint Gregory is his favorite saint. Saint Gregory, the illuminator of the spirits. And Deacon Harold said that Saint Nerses the Great is his favorite saint. Saint Nerses, the illuminator of heart. So we talk about two illuminators, the illuminator of spirit and the illuminator of heart. But human beings also have mind. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. It is with the mind that we think, and human thought is conducted in language. So to love God with our minds means to be able to speak with God in our own language. To further the work of Gregory and Nerses, Armenia needed illuminators of mind. Today we will speak about the illuminators of mind, the holy translators, whose feast we observe this Saturday in the Armenian Church. Did you know that Armenian was not a written language until the 5th century? It was spoken by the people, but most of them were illiterate. The educated classes, both clergy and lay, studied Greek and Syriac, and the only Bibles and liturgical books available were written in these languages. So Christianity remained foreign to the people. The effort to change this started under Catholicos Sahak I, who was the son of Nerses the Great. Sahak was appointed a Catholicos in 387, the same year in which Armenia was divided. The western part of the country was annexed to the Byzantine Empire, and the eastern part came under the rule of Persia. Christianity in Armenia also existed in two distinct orientations, Greek and Syrian. Under these circumstances, Sahak Gatorigos had to be careful. he devised a brilliant strategy that would have a lasting impact on the church and on the development of the Armenian nationhood. In order to maintain peace and order in Armenia, Sahak remained obedient to the Persian rule, but at the same time, he encouraged and coordinated the work that needed to be done to give Armenia an independent religious and political identity. Sahak understood that the problem facing the church was that there was no written Armenian language. The Bible and other Christian writings used in Armenia were written in Greek and Syriac. The liturgy itself was performed in either Greek or Syriac, depending upon the particular orientation of the region. This made Armenia vulnerable because it divided Armenians into two different religious and cultural spheres. It was easy for outside powers to exploit the divisions and thereby to subdue and conquer the Armenians. Furthermore, since the liturgy was in a foreign language, the Christian faith remained alien to most of the people. So Catholicos Sahak began to encourage the development of an Armenian alphabet. Once there was an alphabet, the Bible, and all of the important works of Christian literature could be translated into Armenian. God, one could say, could now speak Armenian. The plan was ambitious, though, and would have to involve a large number of gifted scholars. Sahak was blessed to have a fellow worker who founded the alphabet and brought together a team of scholars. Mesrop Mashtots and the Armenian alphabet. Armenians today know him as Saint Mesrop Mashtots, but earliest sources refer to him simply as Mashtots. Several accounts of his life survive. The most detailed is a biography by Mashtots' student, Goryun. Mashtots was born in the village of Hatsik in Daron, northwest of Lake Van. He studied in Greek and Syrian schools and became one of St. Narcissus' pupils. After Narcissus' death, Mashtots entered government service as an archivist and a military man. But he had a longing to live a religious and ascetic life. At the age of 40, he entered into the religious life and was ordained. Even before his ordination, Mesrop had lamented the lack of an Armenian alphabet. Sahak and Mesrop went to the royal court to ask the Armenian king Vramshabuh for his support in this work. Vramshabuh understood the importance of the request and pledged his full support. So Mesrop took with him a number of his students and went to Syria. The students studied at schools in the area while Mesrop remained in Edessa and worked on the alphabet. After completing his work in Edessa, Mesrop went to Samosata to ask a Greek calligrapher by the name of Rufinus to perfect the style of the letters. Once this was done, Mesrop and his students translated the Book of Proverbs into Armenian. And the first verse that was translated was, "To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding." These are the first words that were translated into Armenian. As you know, Mesrop's alphabet contains 36 letters. Two letters were added to the alphabet in the later Middle Ages, so the current Armenian alphabet contains 38 letters. After translating the Book of Proverbs, Mesrop and his students began the translation of the New Testament. Translating the Bible into any language is an enormous amount of work. It is especially daunting given the absence of any Armenian literature prior to the Bible. The Armenian Bible, however, is the first work of Armenian literature. In translating the Bible, Sahag and Mesrop and their disciples did more than just translation. They, in essence, created a new written language that would be a source and inspiration for all of the Armenian literature that would follow. Although the Armenian Bible was the first and most important translation done by Sahag, Mesrop, and their circle of disciples known as the Holy Translators, there was also a need for the translation of other books. So the translators produced Armenian liturgical and ritual books, as well as Armenian versions of the great works of Christian literature that were originally written in Greek and Syriac. They translated the works of the church fathers as well as works from the pre-Christian era, such as Plato and Aristotle. So Sahag and Mesrop and their disciples invented the alphabet, and by doing so, they secured the existence of the Armenians. Not only they found a solution to the problem that they were facing, the divided Armenia, but also by creating the alphabet and translating and producing works in Armenian language, they started a civilization. And because of that, we exist today as Armenians. Saint Sahag and Mesrop are considered major saints of the Armenian Church because of their efforts to spread spiritual and intellectual enlightenment throughout the Armenian world. Under the sponsorship of King Vramshabu and Catholicos Sahag, Saint Mesrop, inspired by God, created the Armenian alphabet in 406. His first work was to engage himself and his students to the task of translating the Holy Scriptures into Armenian. For a period of more than four decades, Saints Sahag and Mesrop established schools, educated the young, and spread the word of God throughout Armenia and its neighboring regions. Last Friday, during the Saturday school gala, I was speaking to a parishioner who told me that his son visited Armenia this past summer. I asked him what were his son's impressions, and he told me that his son said, "I wish I knew more Armenian." Recently, we were watching the movie Lost and Found in Armenia, and my six-year-old son was amazed that people on TV were speaking Armenian. He liked the fact that he was able to understand. Armenian culture, which we celebrate in the month of October because of the Holy Translators, is not something that belongs to the past. Culture, as defined as the quality in a person or a society that arises from a concern for what is regarded as excellent in arts, letters, manners, scholarly pursuits, is not something that belongs to the past, but it is our own heritage. And the question is, what do we do with that heritage? In an article published in New York Times titled "Why Bilinguals Are Smarter," the author demonstrates that speaking two languages rather than one has obvious practical benefits in an increasingly globalized world. But in recent years, scientists have begun to show that the advantages of bilingualism are even more fundamental than being able to converse with a wider range of people. Being bilingual, it turns out, makes you smarter. It can have a profound effect on your brain, improving cognitive skills not related to language and even shielding against dementia in old age. Our heritage must be maintained because we want to pass the torch to the next generations. Maintaining our heritage and our culture requires hard work. It does not happen on autopilot mode. I have officiated too many funerals for people who had such a great love to the Armenian language, history, and culture, only to see that their grandchildren spoke about the good dolmas that their deceased grandma used to make. Our culture cannot be reduced to dolmas and kebabs. That's not what Sahag Bartev, Mesrop Mashrot, and the holy translators intended when they created the alphabet and the Armenian literature. We are called not only to be the guardians, but also the cultivators of the Armenian heritage. Each one of us is responsible for safeguarding that which has been given to us by God and which has been cherished by our ancestors. Մենք քիչ ենք, բայց կմնանք միշտ հայ, չենք մոռնալ մեր հայրենի լեզուն, մենք անգամ միշտ սերսերի գալով, մեր ազգը միշտ բարձր վայելով, բարձր ենք, միշտ բարձր մենք մնանք, չլուծվինք իրար սիրեն, մեր սուրբա դիվը բարձր վահենք, չլուծվինք իրար սիրեն, մեր սուրբա դիվը բարձր վահենք. I would like to remind our listeners that you can subscribe to my podcast in iTunes, where you can search The Podcast with Father Narek, and you will get the podcast every week on your podcast player on your smartphone as soon as I release the program every Thursday morning. And then, of course, you can listen to the podcast in your car or in the train as part of your daily commute. You can also visit my podcast library on entertarian.podbean.com, where you will find all my previous podcasts. You can also reach us on Facebook/Saint Sarkis, where you can post your comments and or feedback about the show. I hope you're enjoying my podcast. Our daily Bible reading for today is from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through chapter 10, verse 1. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. Our reading is really inspiring today. we can concentrate on so many aspects of the words of Jesus. However, the one thing that I would like to concentrate on today is the statement which Jesus makes, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." This is a statement that our Lord Jesus Christ makes after preaching throughout the towns of Judea. It almost sounds like Jesus has discovered the deepest desires of our soul to be with God, to hear the word of God. People desired good preaching because people were inspired by Jesus. There was a great deal of work to be done, but there wanted hands to do it. It was not strange that there were multitudes that needed instruction and people's expectations were raised. I believe that with these words, Jesus was telling his disciples that they would not be his followers, but his co-workers. And they had to be performing the way that Jesus was. They had to be inspiring people to be just like their master, full of compassion, someone who could understand the pain and the suffering of the people. Jesus wants us to be like him, to be with the people, to inspire people. Today, we follow the words of Jesus and we pray so that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into the harvest so that the church would blossom and the word of God will continue to inspire everyone. Our hymn for today is called Vork Zartaretsin. These are the first two words of the hymn that is dedicated to the Holy Translators. This is a hymn that is written by Vartan Arebeltsi, Vartan of the Orient. I hope you will enjoy this Sharagan. I will be back next week with another episode of the podcast. I hope you liked the program today. If you have any questions or any comments and or feedback, reach me at my email or on Facebook, and we will continue the discussion. May God bless all of you.